This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From Mamadu, my brothers and sisters, this is the first of the Ramadan reminders. Inshallah, they will all be just 3 minutes long and each one will come to you in the morning every day. First and foremost, Ramadan al-Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan yet in our lives. I remind myself and you that the only way to ensure that this Ramadan will be the best yet is to treat this as if I know that this will be my last. Because the reality is that one Ramadan, no matter how long I live, no matter how long you live, one Ramadan will be our last and we will not know which one that is. Just think of all our brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and grant them Jannatul Firdausul Ala bi ghairi hisab, who saw last Ramadan and then they died and then they passed away. When they were in last Ramadan, did they know that that last Ramadan would be their last? Of course not. What would they have done had they known for certain that this is my last Ramadan? It's not about them, it's about us. If I know for certain that this Ramadan is going to be my last, what will I do in this Ramadan? Ask yourself that question. I ask myself the same question and let us do that in this Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us Ramadan al-Kareem with great and strong iman, with good health and with time, with fursa, with time, with rahla, with the free time to use for only one purpose, which is to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you that there is one reason for Ramadan to come, and that reason is that we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think about that, feel that, taste the sweetness of that on your tongue. Imagine the person closest to Allah, he raises his hands and makes dua. What do you think will happen? The person closest to Allah, he's in a difficulty and he says, Ya Allah. What do you think will happen? That is where we want to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that opportunity called Ramadan. Once again, Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak. Don't get involved in needless controversies. Should it be Kareem? Should it be something else? Call it what you want. Call it nothing. May it be blessed for you and Mubarak for you. And may Allah grant you that in the best possible way. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا رب العالمين.